Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello again, everyone. It's Joan Matthews coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio, and it is April 18th, 2021, and I greet every one of you in the wonderful and awesome name of our Lord and Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach. And folks, we are truly living in the last days. We are living in the end times, and this is a lone voice crying in the wilderness. And yes, I understand that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Even those of us who have been so close to the Lord can be, carried away. We can get carried away so fast by agents of the wicked one, by agents of the devil. And as the enemy can look and the enemy can see and know who we are. The enemy know who we are. The enemy know how to manipulate us. The enemy know how to stalk us. The enemy knows how to track us. But this is why we have to be on guard, because once the enemy see the light shining in us and through us, once we are plundering the enemy's stronghold, we are weakening the enemy's stronghold, the enemy doesn't like that. I remember I had a dream, well, several dreams, but a couple of them I remember well. I was told that in my dream, there were men coming at me with machete and machine guns to kill me. And they told me that they're here to destroy me because I'm causing too much trouble. When we pray, and folks, believe me, when we pray in the Spirit and we seek the Most High God, we have power to overturn the enemy, to overturn his stronghold. We have power to stop the enemy in whatever way they come up against us. Another dream I had, I was told in my dream that the enemy wants to destroy me. Several dreams. I'm running. There's another one, and the enemy, there are men chasing me to kill me. And as I run, my body, in these dreams, I will always get away. My body will always lift off the earth and just start going higher and higher, higher up into the heavens. So the Lord always caused me to get away from these in my dreams. And another dream, there was searching everywhere. I gotta read this dream, pull it up and remind myself. It was a dream where many people were in this facility, and they had children and adults in like what seems to be like a clinic or a hospital, and there were men walking around in lab coats, and they were doing something to the children. And I'm not sure if it was vaccine, but it was. I have to pull up the dream and see that I written down and see what remind myself what the dream was all about. I was just outside peeping in into the window, and there were men saw me in this. They were trying to kill me. And I started to run. And I said, Lord, cause me to be invisible so that they won't see me. And the Lord actually caused me to become invisible. The Lord caused me to become invisible. And literally I was standing right there, and they were looking everywhere for me, and they couldn't see me. So our God is an awesome God. Our God is mighty and powerful, and he is able to deliver us from anything and everything. And there is nothing too hard for him to do. And there are no impossibilities with him. So folks. Let us try. let us strive to have faith in the Most High. Let us hold on, because the enemy have no power over us. He have no stronghold over us unless we allow him, unless we let him. So today I just want to just talk a little bit. I'm going to put up a video too. I wish I had saved where the place where the video started, because it's kind of like a long video, but I just want you to hear a specific portion of it. But I think I'm just going to pass on it now, because I didn't like save just the part where I wanted everyone to hear. But it's a video where the world judges of, you know, they were just talking about my island of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, where we just had a volcanic eruption like a week ago, and the volcano is still erupting, and how the government, the Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Ralph Gonsalves, I always say that these governments of the world, they're in bed with Satan. He's literally enforcing my people to take the vaccine, and, you know, many people had to be evacuated, and the recommendation or the stipulation for them to be able to enter on the ships to be evacuated, they have to take the vaccine. So this is what's going on. This is what's happening. It's kind of like leading, I believe, to the mark of the beast. So that you cannot buy, nor sell, nor eat, nor drink, nor do anything unless you take the mark in your right hand or in your forehead. So what does it mean to take the mark in your right hand or in your forehead? But this is just my two cents. So if you take the mark in your hand, you know, your arm is part of your hand, so, and your forehead is having the knowledge that making a conscious decision, because the part of your brain that handles the reasoning and the decision making is located in the front of, you know, of the brain. So, you know, once someone comes to the acknowledgement, make up their mind, make this decision to take this vaccine or whatever it is to come, then they're taking the mark of the beast in their forehead or in their right hand, and I think not in their right hand, but in their hand. Your hand is in their right hand. It could mean several things. It could mean that with their right hand, they sign the document. They take the mark of the beast in their forehead or in their right hand. With their right hand, they sign the document, signing that they are willing and that they agree to do this thing, whatever it is, this thing is, whether to take a vaccine or whether to take the mark of the beast. Whatever it is. So, folks, be careful what you do. Be careful what you sign. Be careful what agreement you come into and with whom. because you can be coming into agreement with the beast himself. This world government, as it is the beast system. The mark of the beast. Who is the beast? The world, the government of this world. You know, and the beasts come together as one and give their power and their authority over to the dragon. The dragon is Satan, and the beast is the world government. And they come together in one mind. And they say, yes, we are going to do this thing. We are going to join together with the enemy for the sake of money, for the sake of power, and because they're evil and they hate God and they love not the truth, and they turn to destroy God's creation. Folks, I believe that this vaccine is a gene editing technology. In May of 2020, last year, after I had two surgeries and I was suffering quite a bit, all I could do all day was pray and pray and pray and ask the Lord to show me what he desired to show me. Just praying a lot, getting close to the Lord, and Father just started to show me things. I literally did not know why the Lord was opening up my understanding concerning gene editing. I wasn't asking about gene editing. I wasn't thinking about gene editing. I was going through a lot. That was the last thing on my mind. You know, and the Lord started to show me about the God particle. Just put it in my heart, information about the God particle. And how Lucifer, through his children, wicked men, has been searching for the God particle. And we know that the God particle, according to how the Lord had showed me, they cannot find the God particle. They have even built the Large Hadron Collider in Switzerland to go into space. The intention is to rip the fabric of space and time and go beyond the veil, so to speak. So in other words, the intention is to rip the veil. What is the veil? The veil is a shield or a protection that the Most High God put to separate earth from the heavens where the Most High and the angels dwell. The Bible tells us about the veil, and it's a protection, it's a covering, it's a shield. Don't ask me what it's made from, but it's a shield. And the men wanted to rip that veil so that they can see what's behind that veil, looking for what they call the God particle. And the God particle, according to them, is well, the God particle can give them knowledge as to how life began and how to create, where creation comes from, and maybe to find God, you know, who knows. So obviously they I'm not sure how far they gotten, how far they reach in finding this God particle, but ever since, so much have been happening. So Satan, through his wicked children, for ages, since Adam and Eve were in the garden, when Lucifer went and deceived Eve into eating of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, believing his lie. That's what eating the fruit means. Fruit, if we look in the Bible, it talks about the fruit of the spirit and the fruit of the flesh. And the fruit is not a literal fruit, but the works of the spirit and the works of the flesh. So Lucifer had Eve eat of the lies that he told her. And, you know, if you do this thing, you're not going to surely die, but you're going to be like gods, knowing good and evil, like the gods of this world, the fallen angels of this world. And this is what's been happening ever since. And Lucifer went and literally had sex with Eve. That's what she did. And so the manipulation and the twisting and the degradation of the human genome have begun. Back in the days of Noah, there was some perfect gene pool through the lineage of Noah. And really? But the other ones, the other gene pool, the Lord God took the older righteous men and women that were alive, took them home to be with him, and the other ones, he destroyed the wicked from the face of the earth. And so this is what I believe that may happen, that the Lord God is going to take, sever the wicked, that's what the Bible says, from the just, from the righteous. So we have to prepare to meet the Lord at any moment, at any time. And for ages, Satan and his wicked children have been trying to break the genome, the DNA code. They have manipulated. They have edited. They have tampered with the handiwork of the Most High God. Even this same Switzerland develop a gene editing technology. It's called CRISPR, to actually so-called edit the gene of a sick person, so that that sick person can, the gene can work to heal that person or to fight off such certain diseases or to do some whatever. In the meantime, they're doing all of that, and there are still so many. Debilitating diseases and sickness that rampant upon the earth, and this CRISPR technology is still out there. What is it doing? Absolutely nothing that they say it's doing, but who knows what the heck it's doing. So they've been editing, twisting, instead of using the herbs of the field, the herbs that the Lord God says for the healing of the body in the right way, they're out there making and creating havoc in the world. And so They have edited the plants, the animals. Now we have seedless grapes, seedless oranges, seedless tangerines, seedless watermelon, and even the plants that still have seeds. They have sterilized these plants to the point where the seeds wouldn't even grow anymore. And the Lord God said that he make plants and fruits of every kind after their own kind so that they can reproduce. But mankind say, heck no. They fly up into the face of God, playing gods. These are the gods, the little gods of this world. The powers that should not be, that rule this world. This is why the world is in chaos, and humanity have never come to the realization to learn and to look back and see and think for themselves, because right now they're editing the gene pool of humanity. So people can't even think for themselves anymore. They're waiting hand on foot on the governments of this world and on the church folks to think for them. They can't think for themselves. They don't know how to think for themselves. So if the governments of this world say jump, they line up to say, me next, how high do you want me to jump? But folks, this is a terrible situation. For those of you who are Christian, you need to learn to trust in God, especially in these last days. We have to learn to trust in him. We have to go out and meet him. We have to allow him, the Most High God, to lead us and direct us. They're looking for that God particle, but folks, the God particle they're looking for is linked to our DNA. Yes, it's linked to our DNA, but it's not the DNA. Our DNA, based on what the Lord showed me, is linked. It's a neuron. It's a connection that link to the light inside of us, or the voice, that activating voice, that word in us. The Bible tells us in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And it tells us that Word created all things, and there was nothing that was created that was not created, including our DNA. So the Lord God created our DNA unique for every single one of us, every single human that was ever born upon the face of the earth, have DNA in their body, and their DNA is unique to each person. That's why each person that ever created on the planet Earth looked different in every way. So we're unique in the sight of God. And our DNA is a fingerprint as to who we are and our connection to the Most High God. And the enemy knows that, but the enemy is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And since the enemy knows that our DNA is linked to the Most High, I have to see somebody. came up by the steps. Oh, Amazon.
Hey, Amazon, bring something out there.
And since they know, since the enemy knows that the enemy is trying, the enemy cannot get to us. The enemy cannot get a hold of the God particles of what the enemy is doing now. The enemy is trying to destroy our DNA. The enemy is trying to destroy our DNA. That unique genome inside of us that link us to our Heavenly Father, that link us to that voice, to that light inside of us. The Bible tells us in John that Yeshua is the light. The Word is the light that light every man that come into the world. And he said, so that light inside of us, folks, that light, that activating light, that commanding light, that God light inside of us, Yeshua is that light inside of us that's linked to our DNA. Our DNA is not the God particle, but Yeshua in us is the God particle in us. That's what the enemy is after, but he cannot get his hands on God because God is God. And if he cannot get his hand on the God particle, then he would destroy everything that mean anything to the Most High God. And our DNA, is what link us to that activating voice of God. Without our DNA, we are not who God created us to be. And folks, we have to be very careful when taking that vaccine. I'm hearing so much about this vaccine that the vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine, the Moderna vaccine, look, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine have been discontinued, put on hold in America, and only because it's causing so much problems with people who took it, and they're not telling us on the news, so the mainstream media is in bed with Satan himself, including the government of this world, and the Pfizer vaccine is causing so much death and so much sicknesses, and they're not telling on anybody. And I understand that whoever survived by this vaccine, many of them will not live, if not all of them will not live past 5 years because of what this nanotechnology is about to do to people. And I heard whatever they put on that swab that gives the COVID test has a chemical that can cause cancer. I mean, folks, it's nasty. It's a nasty war we're in. The Bible tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the powers of darkness, against the rulers, wickedness in high places, against the rulers of the darkness of this age. And folks, there are wickedness in high places of the government, of the church, of religion, of organization, of the pharmaceutical industry, of the medical industry. There is wickedness in high places, and we have to fight. We have to break through. We have to stand firm in our faith in the Most High God. We have to depend on him. We have to fall on the rock. The Bible said, those of us who fall on the rock will be broken. But God forbid, if the rock have to fall on you, you will be crushed to pieces. So let us fall on the rock, the solid rock, and be broken in him so that he can mend us according to his will and according to his power. Folks, Lucifer is trying to get back into heaven. And if he can't get back into heaven, then he's as sure as hell will do his uttermost best to prevent as many of us from going back into heaven. Read Isaiah chapter 14. He believes that he can get back into heaven through men, through the flesh body. But once he becomes flesh, that's it. He loses all his power. He becomes that which he dreads most of all. The Bible tells us there will be times of sorrow. Matthew chapter 24, verse 8. See here. Yeah, I was to get my Bible. And these are the times of sorrows, folks. First Timothy 6:10 tells us, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. The love of money, the governments of this world are in bed with Lucifer for money. And they're selling the souls. The Bible tells us that the governments of this world, this is the Bible, that they're out there selling all sort of precious goods, including the souls of men. That's what's happening in the world, and the Bible cannot lie. Can believe whatever you want, but I believe on the word of God, and I'd rather believe on the word of God than believe anything at all that any man on earth say to me. Yes, some people are out there to help, but let me tell you, the Bible tells us that when Lucifer took Yeshua up on the, when Yeshua had fasted for 40 days, and after 40 days, he was tired and hungry, and Lucifer, one of the temptations, he took him up on a high mountain. And showed him all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to Yeshua, he said, if you will bow down and worship me, all of this, he showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. He said, all of this has been given. All of this have been given unto me. All this power, all this glory have been given unto me. Lucifer showed Yeshua all the kingdoms of the world, and he said, all of this have been given into my hand, and I gave it to whomever I will, if they bow down and worship me. See, if you bow down and worship me, I will give you all of this. Kingdoms of the world, money, glory, things, power. I will give you all of this. It's mine. Folks, where you think the governments of this world go about, especially United States of America, go about every time a president become elected in the United States, they have to fight war. They have to manage somehow to murder thousands, hundreds of thousands of people in order for them to stay in power. And if you don't, then you won't be able to stay in power. You have to sacrifice souls in one way or the other. And over the years, the government have managed to make war every time a new president elect and happen to kill thousands upon thousands of souls. Barack Obama changed it up a little. He was able to give Satan hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of souls using the gay agenda. Trump time, he resisted a little bit on certain things, but in his time, he managed to, so-called, many people died from the COVID. And folks, this war have been going on from the day Adam and Eve enter into the Garden of Eden. And folks, way before that, this war have been raging since Lucifer was thrown out of heaven. The Bible tells us there were war in heaven. And Michael and his angel fought, and the dragon and his angel fought. And there was no place left in heaven for Lucifer and his angel. And the Bible tells us that woe unto the inhabitants of earth, for Satan and his angels have come down. And who will be able to stand? So the war left heaven, folks, and it came down here on earth. And this is what we keep forgetting, that there is a war going on for the souls of men. There is not a war going on for islands, for countries, for nations. But Lucifer have managed to deceive the rulers and the government of this world, because they become rich, they become fat pigs in exchange for giving up the souls of the people. They're in bed with demons. They're in bed with Lucifer. They're in bed with the prince of the power of the air. They're in bed with the prince of darkness. Folks, we need to pray like we've never prayed before. Pray without ceasing. In 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, let's see. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3 tells us, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. There has been a falling away. The falling away has been slow, but folks, if ever there is a plunge in the falling away, it's now. And the man of sin is being revealed even more and more every day through the diabolical things that are happening in the world. The son of perdition, who opposeth and exalted himself above all that is called God or that is worship. So Satan and through his wicked children, Satan is showing his power through the world government, through man, through their diabolical plans. They oppose it, the Most High God. They oppose it and they exalt himself above everything that God has created. They oppose the creation of God. They oppose everything that the Lord God created. They opposed a man and a woman being together, and they and they deemed man and man, woman and woman. This is why when the Lord God created the earth, he put one man and one woman together. He put a female cow and a male cow. He didn't put two cows. He didn't put two women. He didn't put two men. He said, multiply and replenish the earth. He said, a man should leave his wife. A man should leave his mother and father and cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Come together in union. Not a man should leave his mother and join to his man, to his male friend, and they shall be doing plumbing work with each other. So folks, he who opposed it and exalted himself above all that is called God or that is worship, so that he as God, Lucifer as God, sitteth in the temple of God, in the flesh body of God, show himself, because Lucifer, he said he himself sits in the temple of God, meaning that the Bible tells us that our body is the temple of the living God. So Lucifer threw men to their temple, to their bodies, to their mind. He sits in the minds and the hearts of these men, these wicked men, and he show himself as if he is God. Like the rulers of these, like the rulers of the world, they think they are God. They think that they can force things down your throat, that they can force you to do things. Remember you not that when I was with you, I told you these things, and now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. So the Holy Spirit is holding back the tide of wickedness that's happening and the slaughter, folks. For the mystery of iniquity does already at work. Yes, it is the mystery of iniquity. Only he who letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with his brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the workings of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. So, folks, Satan has already come. He's already showing the power and the signs, the lying powers and signs and wonders. Because they created this virus and they come bringing up all these vaccines, saying that this vaccine is going to do wonders for us. This vaccine is going to do wonders for the human race. It's going to save your life, and you're going to save your neighbor and your brother and your sister's life if you take this vaccine. This is what is called all powers and signs and lying wonders, folks. So here I am into the end of the broadcast. So I pray that you find this enlightening. And I love you all in Christ. Let us rejoice and be glad in him. Let us walk in his ways, in his truth. Let us seek his word. Let us study his word. Let us cling to Yah. Let us choose him. Let us love him with all our heart, soul, and mind. At the end of the day, the Lord God have our... The Bible tells us that life and death is in the hands of God, and he have the breath, our breath in his hands. And no one can save your life, not even this on. Not even this ungodly vaccine. So love you all in Christ, and have a good night. Repent, look up, the redemption draweth nigh. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. For today we are here, and tomorrow we are no more. Love you all in Christ.